You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Adam Abelson, 31, drives 65 mph down a busy Seattle street. The posted speed, 25. Abelson tries to cut around another driver, but clips them, sending his own car into a bus. The bus careens toward a pedestrian, hitting and killing her.
Nancy, prosecutors say Abelson has previously had 50 warrants for his arrest, and at the time of the crash, Abelson's license was revoked. 28-year-old Amanda Schneider, a personal trainer studying to become a therapist, tried to run but could not get out of the way before the bus was pushed onto the sidewalk, striking and killing her.
Abelson removed from his car with the jaws of life, charged with vehicular homicide. Well, at least he lived to tell the tale, unlike the victim. Lady Gutierrez and Daniel Buda decide it's a takeout night and place a $45 delivery order from Taco Bell. They get a delivery notification to their Florida home, but where's the food? They suspect a porch pirate and check their doorbell cam. Thief turns out to be a black bear who casually grabbed the Taco Bell bag and sauntered off. Moments later, the bear realizes he left the drinks behind and comes back. Deputies say the perp is armed and dangerous and remind the public not to approach. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Texas authorities say a 25-year-old man has been taken into custody in the Houston area in connection with the gunshot deaths of his aunt and her mother, as well as the sexual assault of the aunt's 12-year-old daughter. We hear the latest from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Harris County Sheriff Sergeant Ben Beal, deputies were contacted after a 66-year-old woman was discovered dead in the parking lot of an abandoned bank outside of Houston. Around 3 a.m. the next morning, the girl called from a house roughly 2.5 miles away from the bank, reporting that her cousin had raped her and left her unconscious. Beal stated that when the deputies who had investigated the bank crime scene approached the house, they identified a pickup truck that had been seen on camera leaving the scene of the shooting. The sergeant said that the cousin came outside with a knife and a revolver and surrendered as they were about to enter the house. After the suspect had been apprehended, deputies then discovered the girl's 42-year-old mother dead of a gunshot wound in a bedroom of the home. The girl was subsequently taken to a nearby hospital.
The names of those involved have not been made public by the authorities. Now to England, as a man detained on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson has now been freed on bond. In an elite ice hockey league game October 28th at Sheffield's home arena in central England, 29-year-old Johnson was struck by a skate blade belonging to an opponent while he was playing for the Nottingham Panthers against the Sheffield Steelers. Authorities say a post-mortem examination revealed that Johnson died from a fatal neck injury. The suspect's age and identity were withheld by South Yorkshire police. He was taken into custody and, following more investigation, released the next day. At a court hearing in Ohio, a man accused of kidnapping and abducting a woman and beating her while she was being held hostage for 4 days in a private garage last month has entered a not guilty plea. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
33-year-old William Mazingo was charged with kidnapping, felonious assault, abduction, and unlawful restraint. Since his arrest on October 16th for a parole violation, he has been held without bond. The 23-year-old woman was discovered after a neighbor reported to Akron police that a friend had brought a woman into their outside garage without permission and that the woman looked to be hurt. According to her relatives, the victim reportedly had broken fingers, a fractured arm, a brain bleed, and facial fractures. Authorities say the woman was acquainted with Mazingo but did not know him very well. He offered to drive her home, but instead he brought her to the garage, which is where the alleged kidnapping and attacks took place. Police have since revealed body cam footage of the arrest. It shows the officers helping the woman climb down a ladder from a partially concealed hole in the ceiling. The woman's face was bruised and her eyes were nearly swollen shut.
No other information was released by investigators. We'll keep you updated with the very latest on this developing story.
Thanks, John. Bradley Straightner spends time with friends in Sandy Hill, Louisiana, then heads to meet with his girlfriend. Straightner driving his girlfriend's car after taking it into the shop. It's only a 10-mile drive from his friend's to his girlfriend's, but he never makes it. The next morning, the car he was driving found abandoned outside a hunting property 2 miles from where he was last seen. The car unlocked, keys on the passenger seat. No signs of a struggle. Search teams with bloodhounds searched the scene extensively. No more clues to Bradley Straightner's whereabouts. Straightner now missing 4 years. If you have info about Bradley Straightner, please contact Vernon Parish Sheriffs, 337-238-1311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.